There are many challenges for companies in recruiting talent to fill positions of need in their various departments. Likewise, there are many obstacles and inconveniences that make job hunting an unlikable experience for candidates seeking new positions. In order to make the process more effective, I believe there are reasonable changes that can benefit both the employer seeking candidates and candidates seeking a new employer. Improving the process of salary negotiations, eliminating irrelevant criteria, and vetting references that can speak to performance without jeopardizing standing in case a transition is not made are reasonable changes. The idea of some states requiring salary ranges on the job description at first seemed like an unreasonable requirement. Although I get there is a demographics issue in salary negotiations, I do not believe just because you are weak at something you should be exempt from it. I do believe negotiating is an important skill in any job. That is first shown during your salary talks. If you cannot make a case of why you should be paid the salary you requested, then why should the employer believe any proposal you offer them while on the job? The idea that salary should not reflect your skills, experience, and education rather than a one-size-fits-all is off-putting. But I do agree that it is a complete waste of time to interview for a job and find out the organization pays less than your needs or expectations. Candidates would not apply for jobs that pay less than they currently make. And companies do not want to waste their time with candidates who want more than they are willing to pay. Why would either side act against their respective economic interest? Posting the salary range provides both sides with a framework and understanding that if selected, the candidate is willing to accept an offer in this specified range and the company is willing to pay in that range. Seeing that states are not letting companies ask about salary history is a good sign. What someone made prior to working for you is irrelevant. If they received a good-sized bump by joining your organization, then why would you really care if it is changing what you normally pay for that position? People are generally looking for greater compensation when looking for a new job. Sure, there are other factors, but compensation is the key factor. People do not take less money if they do not have to. And no one is going to leave one employer for another employer that pays less. Companies do at times have to adjust their cost of labor and may want to reduce the offer amounts. It can be done in a transparent manner. See what skill sets are essential, what the going rates of those skill sets, and does experience matter in end results. Speaking about useless criteria, I do not think people should be excluded from a job for criteria that are not impactful to performance or their potential behavior in the role of hired. I do think criminal records matter to some degree, but do credit scores matter in positions outside of finance, accounting, or such? Some say it speaks to trust in a person and whether or not they are a person of their word. But I know plenty of people that have reported high credit scores that are people you would not want to hire. I know people with bad credit scores who are trustworthy. One must also consider whether the credit score is truly reflective of the person at the moment, as you know information lingers longer than it probably should. In past places of employment, the credit score was raised as a potential criteria for consideration. And I asked the team, what does it matter when the person we are bringing in will have nothing to do with finances? There is a lot of information about people that may make you feel one way or another. But how much of that information is relevant to the job you are hiring for? Depending on the position and the organization, there might need to be more disclosure. Interesting how much some companies want to know about people they are hiring for the least impactful positions, but do not want to answer any questions for the same reason. What is really going to determine if a person is qualified is the strength of their resume, the verification that they work those positions, the education quality, and the quality of their references. In terms of references, who is going to really provide you with references that are going to say anything bad about them? Even in the most anonymous environment, people are not going to provide you with people who will say anything bad about them. People put their best foot forward when applying for jobs. It is not always the most honest foot, as I have seen at times. For instance, I was part of an interview process where the person's resume just screamed something was not right. And the person had trouble explaining away the gaps in the experience they claimed they had and the obvious questions raised when doing a basic Google search of the companies they claimed to work at. The person shaped a story of an international business that we contradicted by the company describing itself as locally focused and sourced enterprise. The candidate got antsy and pointed out that his references could back his claim. He started to sweat when countered that none of the people he asked to be references ever worked at the places he claimed as places of employment. There is a not-so-secret trick of Googling the people you interview and the people listed as references. Your friends are not valid references unless you worked in a paid role with them and they can speak to your skill set. No one is going to list people that do not speak highly of them. But what if the person cannot list a past or current manager or supervisor? I think that unless your current manager or supervisor is cool with the idea of you leaving, they generally should not be a reference. If you do not get the job or decide not to accept it, then you put yourself in a negative position. Some people do not tolerate what they perceive as disloyalty. I think the pool of references should be enlarged to include potential clients, customers, external parties that relied on your work, and potential colleagues that depended on your efforts or contributions in a work or external environment like community service.